feel my dick. I don't have any dick. I think I need a hug.
Welcome, everybody.
Nice.
You get it.
Oh, man.
Hit it with a Jimmy.
We're so bad at this whole podcast thing.
We're not bad at podcasting. We're just bad at doing them.
Yeah, that's half the podcast. That's more like 90% of the podcast is actually doing it.
You know what you're talking about. I think I just said fuck.
You did.
I said fuck twice. But I'm about to... I can't get ahead of myself!
But here you go. This is the first bombshell I'm dropping on you, why I wanted to do the podcast tonight. Oh, first bombshell, number one. I don't care. We're not bleeping out the curse words anymore.
We're not?
No.
Yes!
Okay. Let me tell you why.
Can I just do a whole podcast where I just do nothing but make up swear words?
No, don't do that. Like
new swear word of the day.
Like, I just don't want swearing every other second. That's why I was hoping to limit ourselves. But
yeah, true.
But from now on, I won't edit them out. I don't really care that much.
I can't pull up the...
I mean, we're in our 20s, so like
the couch co-op thing.
I don't know what you're talking to.
Trying to find
our Twitter?
Yeah, our thing.
Oh, that's okay.
So I just don't get to do it? What you're saying?
I mean, I can just pull it up on my phone if that's what you want.
I was going to look over some stuff.
Okay. Well, here you go.
Whilst we talk.
I
don't want your phone. Your phone's weird.
It's the same freaking phone. All right. It's an iPhone 4.
Your phone's a piece of crap.
It's scrub level, but whatever.
At least the glass isn't cracked.
Yeah.
Like your sister.
Like my sister's phone. So yeah, we won't be editing at the curse words anymore. That's the first bombshell I'm dropping on you.
Where
I don't know. How many do you want bombshells in a row, or do you want me to scatter them throughout the show? Maybe entice our listeners to listen a little longer.
It depends
longer.
On how good they are.
They're pretty good bombshells.
Are they good for me though?
Yeah.
Do they have to do with me?
I mean, in a way, not really.
Well, the first one is basically for me.
Yeah, the first one's for you.
Yeah.
So, we've been doing Couch Co-op since April, correct? Because Comic-Con was when we did the first post, correct? Remind me.
I don't remember. I think so.
I believe that's when we started.
Yeah.
And I had this motto for a while. It was the fake it till you make it. Type of thing.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Well, I decided that we're just not going to fake it anymore. We're just going to make whatever content we want. So.
It's true.
So here.
That's basically what I do anyways.
Right. Here's the second bombshell before we get into our, if we have any topics we want to talk about.
Yes.
So second bombshell.
True.
Are you even listening?
Yeah.
Or are you just saying true?
Second bombshell. Let's go.
Okay. Second bombshell. Couch Co-op podcast is changing.
To what?
To this.
All the time?
Yeah.
I can just talk about whatever?
Just regular conversations.
Well, thank God.
With
I'm
nerd stuff thrown in. I know. I think we're both bad at the scheduled thing.
I think this is 10 times better.
Yeah, I think so too. But we'll see what our listener thinks.
Dad?
Yeah, we'll see how that goes. But
yeah, he's like our one faithful listener.
Yeah. But... Honestly,
that we know of. We don't hear from any of those.
I like the free form better than
you're
the
not
strict
hear
schedule.
Me complaining.
I know. I'm explaining to you and to listeners, so podcast. Yep. It's basically just going to be like, do we have like what are the things we're going to talk about this week?
Yep.
And then we're just going to throw them out instantly. Talk about them.
Okay.
And it can be whatever. We will have game related stuff still, obviously. But, like, it can be whatever. Like, if you think of a question, like a good what-if question or a good, like, any type of question. Like, I want this podcast to celebrate all of nerddom, not just video games. That's it. That's the direction I'm moving towards, or that I hope we move towards.
I think that we should have our faded discussion on why or why not you should put corners on buildings in Minecraft.
That could be a topic in the future.
Explain the pros and cons.
That'd be a good one. Like that's the thing. Like any topic from now on that we bring to the table, it'll just be in celebration of nerd culture. So video games, comics, comic book movies.
I love nerds.
Exactly.
Nerds are good.
It's just gonna be like whatever we want.
Yeah.
I think we'll have more fun that way, and I think the listeners will have more fun that way.
We need
too.
To find you a good nerd woman.
The hunt for Nerd October. Let's do it. There we go.
So by October. October's the deadline.
That'd be funny if that actually was. That'd be funny.
All right, so we're going to start hanging out at all the nerd spots around town, like Hastings and GameStop.
Yeah. That's where you pick up the chicks.
Hey, you don't know, man. Hastings has an awesome coffee shop in it.
Okay, cool. I did apply there. But
you find some cuties out there. Whatever. I don't know.
Oh, I don't think I should say that. I forgot. I have a job. And somebody that works there might actually listen to this.
Who?
My boss.
Name drop.
Andrew?
Andy?
Maybe. I don't know if he actually listens to it. If he does, I didn't apply to any other jobs.
Well, I mean, can't fault you for trying, you know?
Like, I'm just looking for other opportunities, obviously.
All right.
But anyways, so, cursing's allowed. Podcast is changing. Third bombshell I'll bring out later on.
All right.
What you got?
I got a
what
question.
You got?
You ready for this?
Drop it.
What is your number one all-time, like, if you had a top five hottest fictional women from video games, who would be your number one?
My number one?
Yeah. You know what? Just shoot out five. You know, they don't even have to be in order.
Okay.
Just five of your favorite, the hottest women. Like, if they were real, you would bone them. Who would they be?
Okay. Well, this one's kind of a cheat. Because this one's mo-capped, so it is basically that person.
That's okay.
The new chick in Tomb Raider. The new Tomb Raider chick. The new Lara Croft.
Okay.
She is fine.
Yeah.
Right up my alley. Doe-eyed, brunette.
She's always been hot.
Petite. Like, she's right up my alley.
And she could whoop your ass.
Yeah. That's a qualification.
So what you're saying is that you like spankings.
No, I'm kidding.
All right, number two.
Number two. Oh, wait, that was my number one?
No, I'm just saying, what's the next one?
Oh, my next one. Okay, so this is just
These are not in order. These are just, like, the top. This is your five. Like, if you had a five-woman, one-Joe orgy with these women.
Okay, that's a little far.
Okay, well,
I'm a monogamous man.
Let's say party, okay? They're fictional characters, okay?
It's just hypothetical.
It's all hypothetical. Okay. And also, like, what we dream about. But
okay.
Five women, no order. Go.
All right, Lara Croft.
Lara Croft. New Lara
New
Croft.
Gen. New gen Lara Croft. I feel like I got to give a shout-out to Miranda. I mean, I feel like we just got to.
Miranda?
From Mass Effect.
Oh. Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
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 We sound like a bunch of pervs.
Built
right
to
now.
Perfection.
Just
for our listeners, so it's clear.
Yeah.
That is the only reason why I played Mass Effect. Because you played Mass Effect before me, and you were like, yeah, you can do all this stuff. And I was like, can you fuck that bitch? And you were like, yeah, you actually can. I was like, I'm buying this game. And I never beat it. I actually got to that point. And once I accomplished that, I stopped playing.
Right. That's a terrible thing to say because that game is incredible.
It is a great game, though. I enjoyed the section that I played until that point, but not the reason why I was doing it. So.
Right.
Anyways. Okay, so Miranda.
Ooh. I'm going to drop another one on you.
Banjo-Kazooie. Right. No, I'm sorry.
No. Zoe from Uncharted. The dark-haired British chick.
Maybe.
With the accent, and it's all sexy and whatnot. Cheerio!
Not when you do it. No.
I know, exactly. But that'd be another one. And then the other two, since I can't think of any other ones off the top of my head. Daisy and Peach. We'll represent the Nintendo crowd here.
I would go for Princess Peach.
I'm more of a Daisy guy, but if you're going to have one princess, might as well have both princesses. Right?
Anyways, I
gosh, we're such, like, perverts.
I don't know. If I was going to go with Uncharted, I'd probably go with that blonde girl.
Elena?
Yeah.
See, that's the difference between you and me. You're a blonde type of guy. I'm more a brunette.
Yeah, that's true.
So, teach them. So, yeah.
But my wife has brown hair, so.
But she dyes it all the time, so she goes back and forth.
But she won't go blonde.
That's okay.
She did it one time. She didn't like it.
Yeah.
So, now I'm being punished.
for eternity.
Yeah. No, it's okay. She's still beautiful.
So those are mine. What are yours?
Yeah, I really don't know.
Oh, you just wanted to ask me?
But I can tell you right now, my number one baggable fictional character in any video game is the remastered Halo 2 Cortana. That chick is baggable.
I haven't seen it yet.
So oh, God. I'm going to fire it up when we're done so you can check it out.
Okay.
Because she is sexy.
Gotcha. Right.
So that would be... That is my number one.
Okay.
Like, number one. Mm-hmm. The next four probably won't be in order, but that is my number one, hands down.
Gotcha. Blue-haired, blue-skinned chick.
Yeah.
That was a weird grunt.
Not if you know what's going through my mind.
Okay.
Anyways, so I'm just being weird.
What a great perverted topic to start off with.
All right, so who would be my next? I don't know. This is hard.
You asked the question.
I don't keep up. Miranda would be in there for sure.
For
yeah, because I mean she was like the perfect woman, right? That was the thing.
That was like the idea. Yeah,
that was her like backstory. She was like built
genetically
to be the
modified
woman.
To be.
Yeah.
Insanely hot.
Okay, yeah, so I would go with that.
You said Elena earlier.
Well, I'm from that game, that's who I would pick, but yeah. I don't know if that's who I would go with indefinitely.
Roger.
I would say the entire cast and crew from Dead or Alive Beach Volleyball.
Oh my gosh.
Of course. You know, you can't pass that up.
That's like 10 or no, that's like 20 people. You can't do that.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, if I had to interchange them. All of them are welcome.
Okay. So any of them.
Yeah. Any of them can be in my top five if they would if they choose to be.
Oh, my goodness. We're off to a great start.
So I have at least one person from Beach Volleyball. Cortana from Halo.
Right.
Miranda from Mass Effect. Let's see. Oh, the girl from Metroid.
Samus?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She's in that little blue
Zero Suit Samus.
Oh yeah,
gotcha.
I'd be all over. She's cute, and she's blonde.
There you go.
Right, that works for me. I don't know who my last person would be though.
Hmm.
Let's do Peach.
There you go.
Yeah, I'd peach it up.
There you go. That's nice.
Yeah. Rule 34, man. Rule 34.
Oh man, don't Google that.
Google it. You have the right. That's like a nerd. That's nerd heaven though. Just don't do it from our site.
Yeah. Gosh.
And if you have kids, don't let them Google it.
Or if you're under the age of 17.
To be fair, though, I will
to
say.
To be safe,
though,
don't Google
I've Googled, if you just type in Rule 34, it actually just pulls up a bunch of those like demotivational posters that says Rule 34, and then it says something really funny.
Right, yeah.
Those are pretty good, though.
That's good. That's a good question. Good question.
I'm looking for something to talk about.
Yeah. 13 minutes in, not too bad.
Yeah, I know. One topic, and we talked. We just talked.
Yeah. I mean, I like this a whole lot more.
Yeah, it's a lot better.
It's a lot easier. The reason why I was thinking of doing this...
I dial back on my graphicness.
No, it's okay. That's the whole point of me changing the format, is that I want us to be who we actually are.
Okay.
So...
I can be that guy.
Yeah. I mean, I'm that guy 24/7, so...
I'm not 24/7. But
you're not Casey 24/7?
Nope.
Who else are you then?
I can't tell you.
Ooh.
It's bad enough you're living with me.
The
okay?
plot. The plot thickens.
That you're already close to death.
I'm close to death.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Don't worry about it.
What the hell is going on?
Don't ask questions, Joe. Just live in the house and go about your own business.
Don't kill me. This is weird. But yeah, that's like one of the things is, I don't know. Like, going back to our fake motto of strictly professional, like how we're not professional at all, you know? Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm just fucking
But, you know, like it was a joke that it said strictly professional on our website.
Yeah.
And I felt like our podcast was trying too hard to be professional. I feel like a lot of the stuff that we've been doing.
Was I wearing a jacket when we took that picture?
Yeah, but that was funny.
I don't think I was wearing pants.
No, you were just wearing shorts. And
that's what it was.
But, I feel like a lot of our stuff has been trying to replicate bigger sites like IGN and Polygon and joystick. I feel like that's what I was trying to replicate, and now I've decided that I don't want
to
do that
Yeah, but
anymore.
To be fair, you do kind of have to take from what you know.
Yeah.
You have to learn from other
right,
people.
Right, yeah. So obviously that's what like we started doing.
I know who my fifth would be.
All right.
I figured it
okay,
out.
Okay, go ahead and drop it.
Remember that really slutty warlock I made on Destiny?
Yeah.
Yep, that one. That girl.
Okay.
We might have to take a picture of her and post it on the page.
I guess so, yeah. Where was I? Oh, yeah. But like, you know, at first, like, we were kind of, like, trying to go that direction. But now, like, I want to be, like, an enthusiast type of site. Not, like, a journalistic thing. So, like, none of our videos will be talking about.
Learn from me. Because that's basically how I've been taking this since we started it.
Yeah, I know. But I was thinking way too, like, far out of our financials and stuff like that. But
ahead, I would say. Yeah. Not too far, just ahead.
But,
we're not at that level yet. We still got
to
build.
Yeah, but, like, even if we do get to that level, I don't want to be the exact same as those websites, if that makes any sense. I want to be, like, we're still gamers, and we just make content that we would want to watch.
It's true.
So.
It is true.
Like, yeah.
We are gamers.
Yeah.
I bought a second headset in 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's today. Pretty. That's a pretty insane move. I got The Last of Us remastered today.
Truth. Get on that battlefield, son.
Oh, yeah.
Get on that battlefield, son.
We did pick up Battlefield
4. You know, we had some really interesting events happen to us today.
Yeah.
In Battlefield.
It was good.
Shot a pilot down. I shot a pilot right out of a helicopter today, like, with an assault rifle.
Like I said earlier, that Battlefield just seems to be that game that I always go back to.
Grand Theft Auto, also.
Grand Theft Auto, yeah.
Because we've said that about that before. You just always go
like,
back to it.
Like, the all-out warfare and awesomeness that goes on in
you
Battlefield
know what it
4
is? You know what it is?
It's so cool.
It's not even that. It's for both of the games. The reason why people always go back to them is because you have so many options.
Yeah. Like, you can play it, like, even though it's a first-person shooter, you have multiple different ways to play it. You can go in guns blazing,
yeah.
Be a sniper, be a pilot, be a tank driver.
Lone wolf or group player, you know, all kinds of stuff.
It's just like...
That's the upside to those kind of games. You have so much stuff that you can do, but nothing that you have to do.
Right.
So
Call of Duty, you can only be good at it if you play, like, a certain way, essentially. Well, you get what I'm saying, like... It's very much Twitch related.
Everybody, for the most part, plays Call of Duty the same style.
Yeah.
It's really fast paced, just kind of.
Or running, hide in a corner.
Yeah, run and gun or hide in a corner. That's those are your two options.
Yeah.
There's not really anything else. Because if you're just moving, if you're like trying to move up slowly, you see the guys in the corner doing that kind of stuff, but you don't see the guys that come hauling ass around a corner and surprise the shit out of you.
Right.
So it's like, you know. It's hard to deal with them when you do that kind of stuff. But it's a good game. I'm not we're not against Call of Duty. We like
it's fun.
It's just
short bursts or
yeah, it's kind of a mindless shooter. You just kind of get on and run around and
exactly.
See, my I have a meter. I would even say maybe like a timer.
Like a parking meter?
Yeah, kind of. You can put quarters in it. But no, it's like I can tell you on just about any game that I own right now, how long I can play it before I get angry and quit.
Mm. Yeah.
Call of Duty, I could probably play... On a good day, I could probably play it for 2 hours straight.
Yeah.
And I'll be fine, and then I'll just kind of get tired and get off. But on an average day, I'll play about 10 rounds, and then I'll get really pissed off and get off the game.
Yeah.
And it's not because I'm doing bad. Most of the time, it's because I'm doing good. It just makes me angry that other people do stupid stuff.
Right, yeah.
I mean, so...
I get that totally.
But, like, you know, if I have that problem in Battlefield, I switch to another class, and I change up my style.
Right, yeah.
Because in Call of Duty, you can't really snipe too much. So if you're having a problem with close quarters, and you're sucking at close quarters, not saying that you always suck at close quarters, but if you're sucking that day, you know, just because you're just not in the right mindset... And you want to sit back and snipe? You really can't do it because the maps aren't big enough.
Right. I mean, to me, Call of Duty is a very limited game, but it's good for a certain thing. Like, the gunplay is amazing in that game. That's pretty much what I play it for. It's because the shooting feels good.
I think that they... One thing I really like about Call of Duty is I feel like they have just the right amount of customization on your weapons.
Yeah.
Not too much, not too little. Battlefield, you have all these guns, and I know that in real life you would have access to all these weapons, and I understand that, but it's like, I don't need to pick between 20 assault rifles.
Right, yeah.
And then have 20, like carbines that are assault rifles, they're just a step down.
Right.
And there's 20 of those. There's 20 sniper rifles. There's 20 pistols. There's 20 shotguns. Like, that's just... There's too many guns.
Yeah.
Like, and I appreciate the customization.
But you know why they do that, though, right? It's because you'll keep unlocking stuff and keep wanting to play more and more.
Yeah, well,
that's kind of like what it goes.
That's my thing, though, is that, like, I'm at the point right now where I don't care what else I have.
Mm-hmm.
I've worked up to a point to where the stuff... I've gotten the stuff that I like. So now I'm at that point where I'm just like, I don't care if I unlock anything else.
Right.
I have the gun I need. Mm-hmm. The gun that I use on assault is the M416. It's like the second or third gun you get. Yeah. I've used that thing this whole time, and I've never had a problem with it. So.
But then again, it also goes back to Battlefield being about player choice. So that kind of goes into
it's
it,
it's your
too.
Options. You can do what you want.
Yeah. Last of Us Remastered. I picked that up today. I'm going to stream my grounded playthrough. You can watch me die hundreds and hundreds of times this week.
Dude, I really wish that we could figure out a way to put 4 screens onto 1 Twitch stream.
There's a way to do it.
Like and not from 1 console.
Right.
Like, I want to do it from 4 consoles.
Yes.
So that they can see everyone's point, and then also pick up on what it, like, in our party chat.
Yeah.
Because I think I really think that if the couch co-op crew
mm-hmm.
got together and Twitch streamed
The Last of Us, it would be awesome.
It would be the most epic Twitch stream.
Yeah. See, ever. There is a way to do that thing, the 4 split screen. I have OBS, which is the system you need to do it.
OBS. Yeah.
But sadly, to use the capture card and have it go through OBS, I have to have a PC, which we don't have.
I have a PC laptop.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
We could try it.
I don't know.
But it runs on Ubuntu, so I don't know how that... I'm not
on
familiar
what?
With it. Ubuntu?
Never heard of that.
I've heard of it.
Mm. But there's a way to do it. It's just... Down the line. But yeah. I'm going to be playing through Ungrounded. Can't wait. I hear it's super fun and super challenging Ungrounded. So I'm looking forward to that very much.
You know what we should do here in the near future?
Yeah.
Is get the guys back over.
Yeah.
And Twitch stream Gang Beasts.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Which, that'll be a weird setup too. Because we'll have to plug your computer into mine. To capture that footage.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be weird.
It is going to be awkward.
Or I could just download it again because I bought
just
it.
Just put it on yours. Will that bog your computer down, though?
Probably. But what we can do is plug the HDMI into the splitter that you have for your computer. The one that plugs in or whatever.
Okay.
And then we can plug it into the capture card, then plug that into my computer with the USB, and then plug that... Never mind. This is really boring.
Yeah, you're throwing me off. I'm like, what the hell?
I got it up here, though.
There's like 50 cables running.
There's a way we
can
do that. There's a way we can do that.
Why didn't you just say that in the beginning?
Because I had to think it through. I had to walk through the steps and see if we were able to do that.
All right, well.
That'd be fun, though.
Yeah.
We should do that. Gang Beast is awesome. Really, it would just be easier if it came out on PS4.
Yeah.
Speaking of PlayStation 4, guess what happens on January 20th? Or 21st, I can't remember.
Drugs.
No. PlanetSide 2. The free-to-play online massive shooter. Alright, so, while we're talking about this, I'm going
to... I need to bring you back... I'm away from my mic.
Yeah.
I need to bring you back to a time.
If you're bringing up Dust 514, this is actually like a legitimate shooter. thousands and millions of people already play on PC.
When you introduced me to this game called Dust 514, and you were like, dude, you
bring it up.
This game,
cool concept,
is the end-all be-all of free multiplayer shooters.
I did not say that. I said this game is really cool. It's a cool concept.
You may not have said it.
You are putting words.
But when you were sleeping that night, I came in and you were talking in your sleep, and you said, "Casey, Dust 514 is the end all be all online multiplayer."
That is bullshit. Now I know you're not like the biggest fan of free to play shooters.
I don't have a problem with free to play shooters. I have a problem with Dust.
It was a cool concept, though.
Because we started out when that thing was still in, like, the early stages, and it was so raw.
It was so raw.
It was so hard to play. And I got to the point where I was like, it's a cool idea, and I like the like, sci-fi aspect of it.
Like, your clothes.
But it's just so hard to shoot anybody.
Yeah.
All the guns were the exact same shape. Oh, they all had, you could only get, like, two guns the whole time.
Okay. So this is... PlanetSide 2 is a... The maps are the size of continents, essentially. They're gigantic, okay? And there's, like, literally tens of thousands of players on one map.
Okay.
And it's a constant war that's going on. Kind of like Mag. Do you remember Mag on the PS3?
I do. But
we didn't play it that much. But
I played a few rounds.
But there's different bases. And once you get to a base, it turns into, like, a conquest mode. Like, capture points A, B, and C, and you take over the base or whatever. And so this is constantly going on between three different factions, and you'll get...
Three different fat kids.
Factions.
Oh.
Sorry. And you'll, like, so...
Cheese!
So commanders will give you, like, because you're in platoons, and the leader of your platoon will tell you, like, hey, we're going to take this. It's, like, because unlike Battlefield, people actually follow orders in this game. And if
Hold
you
on.
Don't,
How
you're
do
screwed.
You know that?
I've watched tons of gameplay, and they're all, like, from several different channels, and all these people are, like, actually organized attacks. Like, I've seen organized para drops.
Okay.
It's insane. Like,
so let me just pause you for a second.
Yeah.
Grab the remote, hit the pause button on Joe.
Okay. Joe's okay. Paused.
Joe's paused. Why is it that every time that we watch anything, anytime we're a part of anything, everything that's not us is organized and perfect. But every time we play, it's like, this game is a tactical game. And as soon as we get in, we're playing with monkeys with crescent wrenches. Because they just don't know what they're doing. They don't follow orders. Like, I feel like when we're playing Battlefield, even if we have a brilliant commander,
right,
we're the only two doing what he says.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's because he told them, stop, stand in one place, spin around in circles and shoot, those guys would probably run in a straight line. That's how much they don't pay attention to orders.
I understand. But...
Play.
But... Listen, okay, hear me out. The PS4 version of this game coincides with the PC version. So we're going to have all the PC kings, all right, the up-tops, giving us, like, helping us PlayStation 4 babies ease into this new, like, type
I ain't no baby.
You get what I'm saying, though. Like, we got these guys who have been playing this game for at least two or three years. Like, I think it came out in 2010 or 2008.
Planet Side 2 came out then?
Yeah. It's been out for a while.
So it's just not coming to PS4?
Yeah. Well, like, maybe it came out in 2011. 2010, 2011, somewhere around there. But, so we have all these guys who have already, like, been playing this game. They know what's up. They're going to help us out, and obviously they're going to show us what to do and where to go. But the thing is that, like, it's like Battlefield, but it's 10 times, like, it's 100 times bigger. And it's more of, like, play how you want.
So what if we come across these PC guys?
Yeah.
And they have that mentality that everybody sees on Facebook where it's like, we're PCs and we're royalty, you peasants, and they decide to just murder us.
Well, here's the thing. They won't know because all they see is our username. All
right, another one. I got another question for you. Way back when we played Dust.
Yes.
It also coincided, apparently, with the PC.
Sort of.
And I never saw anything from that.
Yeah. That's because, like, in Eve, they control ships. And they basically just used all these PlayStation people to determine how the ground war turned out from those ships.
I mean, it's an idea that's actually really
smart. But I don't know if it actually went all the way through or not.
It's a really smart idea. I think it's really cool. And you know what? I would even say, if I was a gaming company, what I would do is I would go to all of these corporations, Microsoft, PlayStation, Nintendo.
Right.
I probably wouldn't include Nintendo because they wouldn't be on. I mean, they would be. I respect them as a.
What is going on?
I respect them as a gaming thing or whatever it is, but they're just.
Okay, we're good. Never mind.
They're just not my genre. Okay, so anyways, but the what I would do as a gaming company, if Casey Tapp was CEO and I was making the rules for a gaming company, what I would do is I would say, okay, here's what we're gonna do. We're not going to make a game. We are going to make a universe.
Yes.
Okay. And then I would assign to the individual consoles roles.
Okay.
Okay. So the PC guys would be in charge of all of the, like, strategy stuff. Like StarCraft style stuff. Okay.
Okay.
They would control where to send armies and stuff like that.
It would be like an RTS for them, essentially.
Basically. So they would get a version of the game that would be called, I mean, just, let's say, it would be called Casey Tapp Stratagem.
Stratagem.
Whatever. Okay?
Your name on the game?
Well, yeah. You know, that's
like
how
Sid
I got
Meier.
That's how I got my start.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's would be the PC guys. Okay. Right? And then I would take the PlayStation and the Xbox guys. And I would basically make them enemies, like in life.
Oh, nice.
Okay,
yeah.
So PlayStation...
They're warring factions.
Exactly, yeah. So PlayStation would be one faction. So everybody that's on PlayStation is friends.
You could call it console war.
It could be anything. I don't care what it's called. But anyways, so they would be one faction.
Yeah.
And Xbox would be another faction.
And we're excluding the Wii, right?
No. I don't have a problem with Nintendo.
Well, it wouldn't be able to run it, probably.
They just don't really... Well, see, that's the beauty of it, right? You find the strengths in the consoles, or in the individual systems. You know, PS4 and Xbox are known for shooters. Like, that's... People think about... When you think about PlayStation and Xbox... Most people think of, like, Call of Duty or Battlefield, you know, crap like that. Stuff that's, like, quick aim, shoot kind of stuff.
Right.
Not really strategy style stuff.
Yeah, I got you.
But on a PC, you have so much more, like, stuff that you can do.
So many more buttons.
You can look at the broad spectrum of things. Mm-hmm. So they would have, like, a bigger role to play. But you get what I'm saying? You would have roles. Like... For instance, your PC would be your banker, and then your PlayStation would be the teller, and the Xbox would be the security guard. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like the individual consoles would have their own roles to play instead of saying, here's the game, and then try to release it for everything, and then build a gigantic server that can take all this information from the
That'd
individual
be insanely
things
expensive.
And compute it all together so that it all runs within the same universe,
That'd
essentially.
Be great. You could just make it procedurally generated, like No Man's Sky, so that it only loads a certain point around you.
Well, I'm not trying to get into the details how it works.
I'm just trying
to say that's what I would do.
Right.
And then basically, like, you could just call it, like, Galaxy. Like, just Galaxy. And then Galaxy is the name of the game of the universe. Okay, so when you release the individual roles...
The Galaxy universe?
Whatever.
No, I'm kidding. That's just cool.
Like, it's the name of, like, the whole
right.
All of it together.
Yeah.
But when you release it to the PC, it would be like Galaxy Stratagem. And then the Xbox and PlayStation versions would be Galaxy Factions.
Yeah.
And then you would have, like, if you even wanted to throw in stuff for, like, a tablet or something like that, you could have, like, even smaller stuff that goes on within the PlayStation and stuff like that. And that would work with that.
Galaxy Diner Dash.
hacking. Burger Boy. But you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, it would be really cool.
Which is what Dust was trying to do, but I don't think it actually got all the way there.
Yeah, I mean, well, another thing is that they only stuck with two things. They had the PC and the PlayStation.
Yeah, but, like, it worked because, you know, you were mercenary and you got hired out by different corporations and whatnot. So, like, I get it, but it, like, I never really felt the effect I was having on that universe, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, another thing is that you go through these battles and you don't really get rewarded for it.
Yeah. It's like, we're, like, mercenaries are supposed to get money, first of all.
You know how many versions of me died playing that game?
Exactly.
You better send me some money, goddammit.
Mm-hmm. But, like, but yeah, it tried, it failed. PlanetSide 2, though, like, it already is raved about everywhere.
Well, it's a good thing that we're recording this so I can come back and throw it in your face.
Yeah, like, but I'm telling you. I'm telling you, it's totally different. Like, PlanetSide 2, their player base is known for, like, actually having, like, legitimate strategies going into these huge, massive battles.
I like that. I mean, I'm up for that. Yeah. I like being able to find... I'll even take orders. I don't care. I like to find a group of people that are good at strategy-based warfare,
mm-hmm.
and play that style. I like that style. Play your part.
Right, yeah.
I mean, like for instance, Battlefield. We've been playing Battlefield, what, for the past, like, 3 hours?
Yeah.
Right? And we did not one time, we did not try to be heroes.
Right.
We did not try to go and capture every point in the game. How many times did we lose? What, once out of 3 hours?
Twice.
Like, that's pretty good.
Yeah. And one time we even, like, brought our whole team back just from holding down.
From a 200-point drop,
yeah.
We ended up winning by 6 tickets.
Yeah, that was a great game.
That was intense.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's the thing is, like, as long as you play your role and you stick to your role, even if it's just putting pressure on a point,
because
mm-hmm. that's what we did.
Yeah.
You know, we found one point.
Right.
And even though we didn't actually try to take that point, we put pressure on it so that our guys could take it easier.
Mm-hmm.
That was our job.
That's, like PlanetSide, they have, like, divisions for artillery and, like, infantry divisions and airborne divisions. Like, everybody has, like, a specific role that they specialize in. Yes.
SEAL Team 6.
Yeah, that's us. Like, that's what I want to do. Like, you know, drop us behind enemy lines. Because there's an actual enemy line, okay? So, like...
Like, on the map?
Yeah, well, like, because you have these bases, and the bases control sectors, essentially. So once you take over a base, that sector turns your color.
Yeah, it's like Risk.
Yeah. But, like, so it advances you, like, to have more control of the map. But even if you gain all of it, it still goes on. You're, like... You still have people that come in and take out different points and stuff. So, like, there's an actual enemy line that you can go over and then drop behind and then, like, stealth take a base or something to weaken their defenses.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. You know, there's going to be, like, 50 people sitting there playing ping pong. Like, oh, my God, what's going on?
They're all just eating lunch and they're just like...
The alarm starts going off.
Yeah.
It's a fire alarm. But everybody needs to get out of the building.
That'd be a really interesting thing to actually do. Like, what is going on in those hundreds of bases where nobody else is, you know? Like, none of the enemies. But
did you know what? Ugh. Screw that game. I just want DayZ to come to PlayStation.
That's true, too.
Like,
but that's two different levels. Like, we got military, massive military.
Dude, I don't even care.
And then massive survival.
Dude, I don't even care. I'm all about zombies.
But I want both. I want to play both of them.
I mean...
And this one's free to play, so that helps for...
Is DayZ not free to play?
No.
Oh, see, I don't care. I'll play it.
Yeah, I'll buy it.
But wait, no, hold on. Because when it comes out for the PlayStation, we'll probably pay for a disc copy or something like that.
Yeah.
Or a download.
Yeah.
But after that, we're just paying for Plus.
Yeah.
We won't have, like, a second subscription, will we?
No.
Okay, good. Yeah, see, that's fine.
It costs money on Steam, too. That's what I'm saying.
That's fine.
But yeah.
I don't give a damn. I just want to play it. Another thing that I really wish... they would bring to the PlayStation and just kind of tweak it a little bit is Rust.
Oh, yeah.
That game was great.
The Naked Man game.
I have it down. I have it. I just...
It just runs terribly. It's
really bad on the Mac.
So. Yeah. We should get gaming PCs. If we got gaming PCs, I would lose my freaking mind.
Justin Gensler has one. He said he dropped almost $2,000.
Holy crap.
He's got an Alienware.
See, I would just like, I saw an Origin laptop, all right? And it looked really cool. And a Razer laptop. And they're both around the $1,300, $1,400 range. Which is way out of my price range right now, but it's hope.
Yeah.
It's like they are cheap.
Like if you did win the lottery. agree.
But, like, people are saying, like, you can get a gaming PC for as much as you get a PS4. I'm like, are you sure about that?
I think my PS4 would run faster than something that I bought for $400.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. Like, I don't,
I'm
like,
just saying. My Mac was over $1,000.
Yeah.
It's a piece of shit. No, it's a good computer.
Not for games.
Just not for games.
Yeah.
I mean, I can play Doodle Jump all day.
Yeah.
But I can't, you know, boot up anything that's good.
It plays Counter-Strike. So that's
it does
good.
Play Counter-Strike. But to be fair, Counter-Strike was made like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Where it was made when we were babies.
Yeah.
I think my iPhone could run
plays
Counter-Strike.
Plays Gang
Beasts. I like to click the thing.
So yeah, PlanetSide 2. It's going to be a thing.
It's going to be good.
It's going to be real good.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm putting my faith in you.
It's already like determined that it's good by people who've played it for the past 3 years. Two, 3 years.
Joe, we need to sit down. We're beating around the freaking bush about something. And we've been beating around this particular bush for like 2 years now. We need to sit down and beat that fucking dragon.
Oh, why are you bringing this
you
up?
You always avert.
Why are you bringing this up?
We need to beat the dragon. We were so close.
I'm Minecraft out.
We were so close when we played with the Hondurans, okay? We were close. We had all our crap together. All we needed was ender shit. We had diamond armor and everything. We had a steady supply of lava. We had plenty of crops. We had a perfectly good double-plated cobblestone square box house.
Where the hell did this come from?
I just was thinking about it.
Oh, my gosh. Look, okay. I've been playing Minecraft since before you ever got on this train.
Since before I was born!
No, since before you got on this train. Before your appendicitis or whatever it was.
Yeah.
I've been playing this game for way too long, and I'm just tired of it, Casey. Jim, I am tired of Minecraft.
I'm just saying.
It's everywhere. Telltale's making a freaking Minecraft game. I'm done.
To
Notch,
be fair, though.
It's a great game, but I'm just Minecraft out.
I thought Notch isn't there anymore.
Yeah, but he made it. He freaking made the
Screw
game.
Screw that guy. He doesn't know what he's talking about. He shouldn't have sold it.
But I'm just... Bring me another game that's
Joe, we've
open-ended.
Never, Joe, we have never... That is like the... That is your like... One day when you're old and you have little babies running around and they have little babies running around and you're wrinkly, you're going to look back and you're going to go, in my entire gaming career, I didn't beat the dragon.
You know who
the
else will
one
say that?
Thing,
90% of the gaming
the one,
culture.
Not me. I'm going to do it. Even if I have to do it alone, I'm going to do it. Okay? Because I am determined right now. And even if you're not there, I will still pour out a glass of milk for you.
A glass of milk?
Yeah, out of a bucket. Maybe water. I don't know.
I can't drink milk anyways. So.
Lava then. I'll pour out some lava.
It's just like, I'll need to take like about a year's worth of a break before we can do that. 1 year from today.
When is the last time you even played?
Like a month or two ago.
Was it with me?
Probably.
I don't remember.
Might have been 3 months ago. I don't know. But here's the, how about this? A year from today.
I'm not going to remember.
We'll do it.
I'm gonna calendar it on the pad.
And I'll hold myself to this. Like, a year from today, if you don't bug me about Minecraft for a whole year.
I can't say I won't bug you. I'm gonna forget about it.
Yeah, I know.
You can't hold me to that standard.
But a year from today, when we do this podcast, a year from today.
I feel like I haven't really bugged you lately.
No, you haven't. Just
okay,
right now.
So, a year from today. Let's
see. Like...
So January 11th
of 2016.
You know, let's
we will have already seen Batman versus Superman.
Well, let's do.
We will have already seen Star Wars.
Hold on, let's do because this is a Saturday. Let's do pick it up on a Friday.
Okay.
So that we're not. Oh shit! I went way past it. Hold on. All right, January of 2016. The 11th is on a Monday, so let's say the 8th because it's Friday. It's the Friday before that.
Right.
Okay. So let's do the 8th, if I can figure out how to fucking click the button.
So yeah, a year from today.
What is this crap?
We'll start the Minecraft Journey to the End.
All right. You know, I'll probably have already done it by then, just so you know.
It's okay.
I'm probably going to do it within the end of this month.
You think so?
Yeah. Because I have a dedicated team right now.
Mm.
So, we also need to run you through a raid on Destiny.
Yeah.
Just to say you've done it.
I still need to do that.
But we have to have a group for the first one, because you can't play the second one. You don't have the expansion.
No. And right now, we're the only two we know who play Destiny
exactly.
on the PS4.
Yeah, so it's going to be hard.
But yeah, like, let's see here. What else can we talk about?
Hold on. I can give you more shit as soon as I'm done with this.
Posting the reminder in there.
What the fuck is on this crap?
So, 2015. Just to fill the gap, I'm going to list the games I'm looking forward to this year. The Phantom Pain. Metal Gear Solid.
What?
Metal Gear Solid 5, The Phantom Pain. That's the name of the game. No Man's Sky, if it comes out this year. The Order, 1886, which comes out in a month. What else? Gotta think back to my list. Crap. I don't know. Casey, hurry up. I can't fill this time. Gosh.
You need me.
Yeah. Like, if I just sit here and monologue, it wouldn't be a podcast. It'd be a monopast. Monopodcast.
We should have a thing to where if you don't have anything to say, you, like, start describing, like, your first steps or something.
I think this is a great time to
when
mention.
When I was a child.
I think this is a great time to mention we've been drinking.
When I was a child. I'm not. No, I haven't. I haven't drank that much. I'm not drunk.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, we're at least a little looser than we usually are. It's also.
Casey Tapp is never loose, okay?
You're always tight butthole?
I am always tight butthole, okay?
All right, so what else you got for me, Mr. Tapp, topic-wise?
Topic-wise? How about that Halo beta? Have you seen anything on it?
I've seen some videos. There's this weird hover mode.
I want to play it. Hover mode.
Like, you can jump up and hover and then take a sniper
shot. So basically like jetpack.
Yeah, but like, it doesn't go up. It just...
So basically it's for people that were too lazy to master the jetpack.
Yeah.
Losers.
And
where does that come into, like, military play?
What are you talking about?
Like, let me just jump up and suspend myself.
Halo's never been about military.
Into a freaking target position.
Halo's never been about realistic military strategies. Halo's an arena shooter. When it comes to multiplayer,
it's realistic military strategy in its own universe.
Okay, maybe that helps.
If you could move
and
had armor like that, you wouldn't have to sneak around corners.
But you can also, like, when you're suspended in air like that, you can do what's called like a smackdown or something like that, and you aim your target at a person, and then you.
Great. Now we're wrestling.
Yeah.
Well, shit.
So yeah,
this game's going to hell.
But yeah, I mean,
I knew it was going to be bad as soon as I saw the guy wearing a poncho.
Yeah, that was weird.
That's all I'm saying.
343. Will they jump the shark this time?
What was that for?
I don't know.
Did they ever explain it?
No.
They better explain it.
Like, what's he hiding from?
In a desert. I don't care if you're wearing a cloak. You're not hiding in a desert.
I mean, it'll be interesting to see. But, like, I'm not, like...
We're going to have to hit that beta in a minute. You
like,
know that, right?
Yeah, I know, but call me crazy, but I'm just not you're that crazy. Excited for Halo 5.
I don't know. It's not... I mean, I'm excited for it, but not as much as I was for 4.
Right.
I think that 343 is good. I think they do a good job with the storyline.
Yeah.
Or not. The multiplayer was good, but I think that Reach was better.
Mm-hmm. I actually really liked Reach. A lot of people didn't
like Reach.
I miss
Invasion.
Yes.
I think that's probably my favorite Halo game type was Invasion.
That's where one was the Elites and the other was the Spartans, right?
Yep.
Yeah. It's a good one.
You had to, like, take out the points or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, though, Halo 4 brought something into play that I just am in love with.
Which is?
Ricochet.
Ricochet.
It's griffball, but you can, like, pass the ball.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's a good one.
Ricochet is amazing.
It's a great game.
But going back, Reach used to have Action Sack, which had hockey in it.
Yeah.
And that was the greatest game type of all time.
Yes.
There was an arena, and you had a goal.
Yes, I remember that. Like, and gravity hammers, correct?
You had a gravity hammer, and you also had
a golf club.
No.
Oh.
Well, no. You had a golf club and an assault rifle. Because you could kind of guide.
Yeah.
The assault rifle didn't do much, but you could kind of guide it a little bit. Like, you could, like, make it glance. So, like, if it was coming straight at you, and you shot the side of it, you could kind of make it scoot over.
Mm.
And then by the time it got to you, then you could kind of hit it a little easier.
Yeah.
But, God, that was so much fun. Yes. And then the what's that thing where you take the ball and you roll it down the thing up into the slots?
Like skee ball?
Skee ball. They had skee ball on there, too. And that was so much fun. There was just a bunch of just... It was that stuff that it was just a random-ass game type that people just loved.
Right.
Like, it's like somebody sat down and was like...
Like Hurricane Katrina, the game mode.
It was like people were having fun on Forge, and they were like, this is an awesome game type.
Yeah.
Let's put it in the game. And that's what they did, and it was like... Action Sack was amazing.
Mm-hmm. It was. It was good.
I loved it.
It's great. I also really dug Reach's story, though. Like, that might...
Yeah.
Other than ODST, I really liked the story in Reach.
The camaraderie, I think, was the biggest thing for Reach.
Yeah.
Because you had, like, a team.
A group of
and
Spartans.
And you cared when they died.
Yes, it was good. So good.
Although, you know, because...
Spoilers, Spartans died on Reach. Halo noobs who don't know what Reach is.
The guys that haven't read the books. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
I haven't read any of the books, so...
Woo! Shit goes down in those books. Like, you don't even know, dude. I've read The Fall of Reach. I've read Ghosts of Onyx, First Strike. I'm working on Cryptum right now, which is the Forerunner saga.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's actually really good, believe it or not. And you learn a lot. Like, one of the good guys, or I think he's a good guy. I'm not sure.
On the fence.
But one of the good guys is actually the Didact. The bad guy from Forerunner.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's really strange. Because he was talking about it, and I was like, this is kind of weird.
I thought that was a bad guy.
And another thing was that the in the time of the Forerunners, humans were present.
Interesting.
They were just, like, lower.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that... And they kind of said this in 4, but the humans were actually as high... as the Forerunner, originally.
Yeah.
And what happened was that the humans decided to expand.
Uh-huh.
And when they did, they started taking out, like, outlying Forerunner territories and, like, conquering the worlds or whatever. And the Forerunner took that as a threat and basically, like, dropped them down, like, several hundred pegs.
Dang.
Like, just... almost obliterated them, but they had there was the librarian,
yeah,
you know, in 4. She talks about how she saved them,
mm-hmm.
And that's kind of the thing about the book, and it's just really interesting because, like, they're there, like, they're present in the book, like, there's
that
characters
alongside each other, yeah,
and one of the cool things is that the Forerunner that is the main character. Starts noticing how there are little things that the humans do that they have in common with the Forerunner.
Mm.
Like, he's always thought they were, like, lower life forms.
What if the humans are actually, like, the next step in the evolutionary thing?
Well, they're
whatever.
Not from the same thing. They determined that. They're not from the same, like, line.
Okay.
But they don't know... They don't know how,
gotcha.
Like, where they came from or anything. But
what if they traveled back in time?
I don't know. No, maybe.
Like, Halo's one of those games that people don't really realize how deep the universe
is. Oh, my God.
Like, it's really interesting universe.
There are things that I have read in the books that I go back and I listen to, like, the dialogue in some of the games.
Yeah.
And, like, I know more about the dialogue. Like, I understand it more deeply than, like, whoever's on split screen with me.
Right.
Like, one thing was, like, I know in 4, I don't remember everything that happened in 4 because I haven't played it in a while. But I remember there were a few things in 4 that when I was playing it with, it might have been you, little things would happen and I would go, oh, because I made those connections whenever I, like, I picked up on it. So, I mean, it's really cool to read those, and they're great books. They'll really get you into it, especially if you're a Halo fan. You don't even have to read through one whole chapter, and you're in.
Yeah.
And you don't have a problem with reading through the rest of it. So, like, it's pretty cool, but I don't know. I think 343 is doing a good job with their storyline stuff. They will have to – I know they said they're going to change it up a little bit and kind of go back to the original style.
Yeah, no more loadouts.
Yeah, the loadouts were a good idea.
I don't think they were.
I think
– I was trying to be Call of Duty a little
bit. Well, no, I think they were a good idea. They just – the thing is like if you're gonna do that, if you're going to do the loadouts, don't take away snipers.
Right.
Don't take away certain things that people like they basically said, okay, here's your loadout, but all you can use is the DMR, the battle rifle, or the assault rifle. That's all you get.
Yeah.
Like what if I want to use a shotgun? I don't care if it's a power weapon. You have a leveling system that doesn't do anything but give you armor. Put it in there.
So on the subject of game universes, other than Halo, which games do you think have the most impressive universe?
Well, Mass Effect.
That's just true. Very deep.
Just because.
If you read that codex, you'll know everything about
the universe. Just because, that's one thing about Mass Effect is it's built around a universe. Mm-hmm. Like, you visually see how complex it is. And that's one thing I thought was pretty cool.
And the Milky Way.
Actually. Yeah.
Which is cool.
But as far as, like, places that were built, universes that were built for games, not like Uncharted where he's in our, existence. It's just a story from it, basically. It's really hard to pinpoint ones that have been built so well.
I mean, the one that instantly came to my mind that I dove into just as much as you dive into Halos is, like, The Last of Us.
Yeah, I mean, I still have a problem with that being, an alternate thing because it's based in our, world. They take real
right, but it's like a a post-apocalyptic that has never happened to us. So it's like it's still a fictional universe.
Yeah. Well, I know, but
they built up this type of society that some people have, and
but they didn't really go into depth on that. They just told you
they did though.
But they just tell you about like the enemies. They tell you what kind of bad guys there are, but they don't say like, you know, these are the little tiny groups that have formed all over the world, and like it's
well, yeah, but that's the thing. Like in The Last of Us, you're the information they give you is limited. Because you wouldn't know what was happening across the country or across the world.
Well, I know that, but that's why I say it's hard to take it into consideration as a separate reality because you're only seeing from like a perspective. You don't get to see the full scale of how.
But I think that's the best way to do a universe is through a certain perspective. So like Joel at the beginning of the game, he leaves the city that he's been in for like at least.
He's
20 years
like Texas,
so.
Right?
Well, no, like it starts. Spoilers for The Last of Us.
If you haven't played it by now, then you're behind. I don't care.
The prologue starts in Austin, but then remember it jumps up to Boston that 20 years later again.
I just couldn't remember where it was.
And so like he's branching, like he's leaving the city. He doesn't know anything really about the area outside of where he's been.
Yeah,
he knows by map obviously, but he doesn't know like. Threat or person-wise, except for Bill. That's like the Bill's the last like person of like known contact that he's known or whatever. So like, but the little notes that you pick up in Last of Us, like say like so much about what the people go through like daily.
Yeah.
Like, and that to me was impressive. Like Ish's story, like in the sewers and everything. That was really interesting. That gave it like a whole like. A whole new like dimension, like other people have lived in this world.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's
that's like what I mean by universe building.
It's like a zombie post-apocalyptic style.
Yeah, but that's what I mean by universe building, like feeling, making it feel lived in and feel like actually part of something. That's what I felt like The Last of Us did really well.
I just my thing was that if whenever you're taking into consideration like the full scale of like Mass Effect, you see so like such a diverse. You see everything that's inside this world.
Yeah.
You see the different shapes in the planets. You see, you know, the I don't remember. There was there wildlife on? I don't remember, like birds and shit.
Probably.
But, you know, like you see all the different species of like life forms and stuff. You know, you go to different bars and you go to all these different buildings and like each world has its own like build structure and all the different spaceships and all this stuff. And then, you know, Halo has such a broad backstory and they tell you all like how this stuff came to be in the games themselves. And I understand that it's a four game build up, but still, I mean, in the first one, you didn't really have a lot of understanding. And if you would have asked me that question in Halo 1, I wouldn't have considered it, but it's like, I think that it's building it from almost nothing and saying, look at all of this, like all of this unfathomable crap that's out here. That's what throws me off. But when you, the reason why The Last of Us doesn't give me that kind of like feeling is because whenever I saw the trailer for that game, I almost instantly knew exactly what I ended up playing.
Right.
Because I looked at it and I was like, post-apocalyptic, zombie-ish kind of things. Because I remember looking at them, I was like, they're not really zombies.
Right.
But they're kind of like, you know, something like that. And I remember we actually had a discussion about that, trying to figure out what they were.
Yeah, that was like a long time ago on the wild card.
Said like, we were saying something about like growths or something.
Yeah, like it's that? Like it's a
like a spore.
It's a virus. It's like cordyceps. It's what it is. Like that's what they said that it is, and it like. It grows and infects the brain, but their personality is still there, but this fungus is taking over and making them go crazy.
Yeah.
And then eventually it grows out over their face, and it looks like this crazy fungus stuff. Yeah.
But yeah, but you get what I'm saying?
Like, that, like even that itself is, like, a really cool, like, this is the world they live in. Like, they face, like, this infection.
I like seeing like the struggles.
The multiple stages.
Yeah, I like seeing the struggles of it. And that's definitely a thing to be said for that game.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as like the broad spectrum of it, because you really it's a really limited thing that you go through, because you go through the experiences of these two people.
Yeah.
And
but that's what makes it feel so real.
I know it's great. I'm not saying it's not a good game. It's a great game. But like it just you don't really see the universe as a broad view. Mm-hmm. You kind of just see like the narrow point. What's these? It's kind of like watching a movie versus reading a book.
Yeah.
Because in a book, there's so much more things that are told. There's so much more backstory that you hear about. But when they put it into a movie, they have to take a lot of that crap out of there so that you can focus on what actually happens to the main character.
Yeah.
And that's where I kind of see that going through there. But they did an amazing job at making up the, like, because I feel like they could have gone the route. They did an amazing job at not going the average post-apocalyptic zombie route.
Like,
they did a good job at putting their own spin on, like, saying, it's not just, like, this isn't just what happened. Like, you can't take all of the zombie movies you've ever watched and use that as this. You have to adapt because these are not zombies. These are...
They actually, like, took some of the zombies, like, cliches and turned them on their heads most of the time.
Yeah, and that was one thing is, like... One thing is that it bothered me when I first started playing it, and I was like, they're zombies. That's what I had in my head when I got there. The first time I came across the clickers, I spent like an hour trying to get through that one spot because I didn't understand how they worked.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I even figured it out until someone told me that they work off of sound.
Right.
Because I don't think I caught that part of the story or something. I don't know. But it threw me off, and it took me a long time to get through there.
Mm-hmm.
And it also took me a long time to realize, you don't fight those things. Just go around them. Like, just go to the side.
Like, when you see The Walking Dead, like, that TV show is all about killing zombies.
Yeah.
And The Last of Us, it's all about not doing that. Like, just surviving. Do anything you can to avoid
coming into contact with those things. That's one thing I love about those games. It's like, first of all, and this is just for me, and I've read the book, you know, the Zombie
Survival Guide,
you know, which everybody says is like,
yeah,
that's the one.
OG, yeah.
So I've read that. I've read the whole thing. I think I've read it twice, or maybe like one and a half times or something. But like, I feel like every time I watch zombie movies, I have to like suspend disbelief for myself.
Mm.
Because there's a lot of things that I look at and I go, okay, you could have just done this and it would have solved that problem.
Yeah, you could have just snuck around those zombies.
Yeah. You know, like, why did you have to, like, you, out of this entire freaking neighborhood, you're walking down this alleyway and you're like, oh crap, there's a bunch of zombies. I guess I'm going to have to fight through them. No, go around.
Yeah.
Walk a block over. You don't have to be there in a certain amount of time. Nobody's got a damn watch looking at it going, oh, he's got to be here in 10 minutes. We're all going to die. No. Time does not matter in that verse. You know,
right.
Like, where do you got to be? You don't have a job. You're just trying to live. Okay? Take your time. Work your way around things. Don't put yourself in danger. And that's one thing that I was always like, zombie movies and zombie games nowadays are just so
outlandish.
It's like they just want you to get into fights.
Right.
It's like,
which is like in part to show off the gameplay mechanics or whatever. But
yeah, that's true. And you know, and a lot of people, I mean, even me, I will say, I like to bash in some skulls.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fine with that. I do it in GTA, and it's not even zombies. But it's like, you know, it's hard for me to play those games, and people that are even half smart, because you're just like, like in The Last of Us, the whole point is you're trying to like cure,
mm-hmm.
right? That's the whole point. And I get that. But and I'm playing a role. I'm playing the role of Joel.
Right.
I'm watching after this girl. That's mm-hmm. my job. But if I ever play a game that's an RPG and it's based on zombies like DayZ.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's not really an RPG. That's just
I'd say it is.
No.
Because you have a character.
But you don't have stats. You don't have traits.
Yeah, but you still, you can use whatever type of gun you want.
Yeah, but
you can build your character.
Yeah, but an RPG is like you have like this, you have a specific class, and then you have these traits that you, like, it's more of like just an MMO. It's not an MMORPG, it's just a massive multiplayer
game. Well, but see, I don't take that. I don't agree with that.
I'm just telling you what the actual like definition.
Well, I don't agree with that. People are stupid if they are pushing shit. Because like
technically,
that.
Every game is RPG because it's a role playing game.
Well, yeah,
but like a legitimate like.
Well,
standard
RPG. I would say if you're playing a game where somebody gives you a character, and like Halo is not a role play game, even though you are playing a role technically. Halo is not a role play game. Because you can't play the role the way you want to play it.
Right.
It's a story. It's a story-based game.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. But like,
if somebody gives you
I'm
a character,
I'm just saying people would get mad if you called DayZ an RPG.
I don't care. It is. they give you a blank slate character, and say do what you want, and you have to build your character. There may not be like strength stats or speed stats or anything like that. But you take...
There's just hunger and health.
That's you take a blank slate and you build your character that way. And it's one of those things, it's like, unless you come across five guys that are all naked running around with sticks, you're really not going to come across somebody that's the exact same person.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And that's the thing that I take into consideration for role-play games. Because whenever you're making... It's building your character that makes it an RPG for me. Because nobody wants to just sit down and play the same character as their friend whenever,
right.
Like, the whole point is to... Now, I mean, I'll dress up in tactical gear with you all day, but it doesn't mean we're going to use the same gun, and
yeah,
I don't
you.
Have the same play style. So
I
it's
you.
Like, you know. But that's the thing with those type of games is, if you drop me into DayZ for zombies, I'm not gonna go... There's a heavily populated city. I have everything that I need. But I'm going to go in there anyways.
Right.
Why would you do that? There's no sense in that.
Well, you might find some better gear or some food.
I don't need better gear. If I need food, I'll go somewhere else. Like, that's my last resort, because higher population means higher danger.
Yeah.
I'm not going to deal with that crap. I'll go and farm.
I don't know if you can farm in DayZ.
Well, but you get what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. Like, it's not, I mean, I'm not saying like specifically DayZ, but that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, if you're going to give me free will to do what I want in a large area, in a sandbox, I'm taking the lesser road, you know?
Like, my thing, like, in Dying Light, you're in this massive South American city. I don't remember what city.
I really want to play that game.
You do?
Yeah.
But to me, like, it would be like, why don't you just leave the city? That is a very highly, like, why don't you just leave?
Yeah.
These people are, like, trying to hunker down and, like, but,
there's no need. It's like, why?
Yeah.
What's so special about this place?
What's so special about this pueblo you're living in?
Yeah.
This little clay building.
Seriously. Or like, and this is my, I think this is my end all be all of why the hell didn't you just leave? Whenever I played, what was that Far Cry when you had to build the boat?
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
How many times do you come across like helicopters?
But an airplane would be like, cause a helicopter, you know, they don't have that much gas, blah, blah, blah. You get what I'm saying though.
You're building a yacht. You're building a yacht.
But they said like I'm saying like they should have had like you have to reconstruct this airplane to get out of there. That would have been better. Yeah,
an airplane would have made more sense to actually have to build one.
Because there's boats everywhere in that game.
But like, how many people have the knowledge to build an aircraft?
Yeah. How many people have the knowledge to build a boat?
A boat's not hard.
It's probably the same thing as an airplane, just a different type of.
The manner of travel is different. That's the thing you have to worry about. Airplanes have a lot of intense, complicated moving parts in them. A boat is basically float and an engine. That's all it is. Buoyancy and propulsion. That's it. You don't have to worry about going up, going down, all these fucking different rudders and shit that go all over the place.
We should make that a t-shirt. Buoyancy and propulsion.
Boats. Buoyancy and propulsion.
That'd be funny.
Right? But that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. But there are so many times whenever they came across boats that they could have, like, taken.
Yeah. Like, I don't, like, Far Cry 4 was a much better game than Far Cry 3.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, and because they gave reason to why you
like
were staying.
Like, why you stayed.
Yes.
Exactly. Like,
that's the thing.
It's like, why don't you just leave? Like, yeah. Screw whenever your friends who you don't know where they are. Go home and get help.
Yeah, go get the army.
Yeah.
Like, why are you worried about, like, trying becoming to beat an entire
killer.
Mafia? Like, it doesn't make any sense.
Crazy game. Crazy game.
Talk about suspend disbelief for real, dude. You really have to hold back on some games.
Some video games, you have to completely suspend disbelief to even get through them. Like,
yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
You're lucky the parkour system's good.
Yeah. Oh, man. Mirror's Edge also had a really good universe.
You can play Mirror's Edge in Minecraft.
I don't care.
As the character, the girl.
Oh, nice. That's pretty cool. But, anyways, Mirror's Edge had a cool universe, too. This, like, socialist... Well, not. It wasn't even... It was, like, there was the rich and then the complete poor. But, like, everything looked clean. Everything looked nice and shiny and pretty. But, like, the underground of the city is, like, super grim and, like, gritty. Like,
That game reminded me a little bit of, like, Aeon Flux.
It reminded me of, like stuff like The Matrix and stuff like that.
Yeah, I could see that.
Like, not like as in, like, color scheme or, like, but, like, just, like, the mindset that you're in when you're playing that game. Like, you're running.
It's like, fast-paced.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, like, there's these people chasing you because you
especially, the disarm stuff. That was Matrix for sure.
Oh, my God. Or, like, Equilibrium. That's another one. Like, oh my gosh.
I don't know.
What's so funny about Equilibrium?
The freaking, like, fighting style that they did.
Gunkata? Don't talk shit about Gunkata.
So stupid.
Because that game, or that movie, is awesome.
Just point and shoot. You don't have to do this ballet dance.
It's geometry and physics, okay? It just makes sense.
No.
Shut up about Gunkata.
He's doing all this crazy shit with his arms.
That movie is awesome.
It's like, why do you have to go into the splits just to shoot a guy?
But the part where he tells the guys to like line up on the door and they shoot the hinges out and he sprints and then he jumps on the door and it slides and then it goes dark. And then go like everywhere. You can't. How can you talk crap about that?
That's another thing. There's no way this dude ran into a room full of people. He can only look in one direction, but he's sitting over here going, bah, 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 bah. And like, he's just going, pointing in all these. He would have better luck taking a full auto and just spinning in a circle.
No, he wouldn't because it's a because it's a mathematical formula.
I got another thing. Okay, he killed everybody in that room. Throw a bomb in there. You don't need a gun.
That's not nearly as
one cool grenade
as Gunkata and a waste of resources. You would not survive in that.
That's
universe.
Not a waste of resources. You gotta buy boxes of bullets.
Bombs are expensive.
And you have to teach all these people karate with a gun in their hand when you could literally go buy one grenade and solve that whole problem.
Just don't talk shit about.
Don't even take the door down. Crack the door. Throw the grenade in. And close the door.
You have no sense of theatrics. Okay.
I'm not trying to be theatrical when I'm about to die. Okay. Screw that.
It's like, he wasn't about to die. He was in control the whole time.
It was a good movie, though.
It was a fantastic movie. Christian Bale, man. Where's the gun cutter? Where's the gun cutter going? Oh, man. But Mirror's Edge had a cool universe. Like the characters in that game, even though you were only around them for, like, a short bit, they had They were very diverse and felt real.
You kind of feel a little bit attached to them.
Yeah. Like, and like there was like minimal cutscenes in that game, but freaking Merc.
They had cool art style, though, in the cutscenes. I like
the
way that they
looked.
Oh, yeah.
It was really cool. But Merc, you know, he was in your ear the entire game. And that obviously would get you attached to him, which was great in Bioshock also. That's another great game with the great universe is Bioshock.
Portal. I think had a pretty good setup there.
Yeah, like, and it's like Portal's very minimalist, much like Mirror's Edge. Like they don't tell you much about it.
Yeah, it's very like mysterious.
Yeah,
but the more that like, especially when Portal 2 came out, and you start learning about how the corporation was built, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, like Portal for sure has a really cool universe. Like, just because they didn't tell you like anything. You just woke up in that room and you started solving puzzles, and then like you slowly figure stuff out.
And you don't know why.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like, why do you just get up and follow orders?
Right.
Why?
It's great.
The first thing I did when I played that game, I will tell you right now, as soon as they showed me that I could pick up items, I picked the radio up and dropped it in the toilet.
Fantastic.
It's like anarchy.
I don't care what you say. But yeah, Bioshock. Bioshock might have the most. I think both the first one, Infinite wasn't as deep, but it was definitely like cool.
I never played the first two.
See, I didn't like two at all. Oh, I sucked at it. Played like 2 hours of it, and I was like, I can't handle this. Bioshock 1 though, like you need to at least like. Go for a swim in the first one. Like the opening sequence.
Well, I've seen the ending.
That's okay. You still need to just.
I'm just saying. Like I.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know why.
But like, it's just like they thought of every little thing in that universe. Like the big daddies, they're not just random enemies. They're practical. They fix the underwater city. Like if there's holes in it, they go and fix the holes so that it doesn't leak. Like they're like mechanics essentially. And
they're white blood cells.
Basically. But, like, every, like, location that you go to is, like, a place that if the city was normal, you would go there. So, like, there was, like, a section where you would go to, like, a fishery to buy fresh fish. Or, like, a dance hall or a concert.
That must really suck if you, like, sell fish in an underwater city.
Well, like, you know, you can't just crack a window open and go fishing, you would drown.
Watch me.
Okay. Fine with that. But like that, you know, like every setting was so distinct and so well placed, I guess. It was a really good universe, for sure. Probably definitely in the top five is Bioshock.
Yeah, it was good. I like it. I think it's good.
Because Infinite was cool too. I really liked it.
Infinite was weird because it's hard to put that.
It was way more trippier than the first.
Yeah, it's hard to put that in a universe because it's basically ours, but it was like twisted.
Yeah, it was like an alternate.
Yeah,
yeah. I get what you're saying. Like
so, oh my gosh, though.
Good game.
Talk about a mind fuck.
Yeah, great.
That after I beat it, I was like, I got up and I like walked in the. And you know, there are those things whenever you see something that happens and you understand how awesome it is. Did you go, oh my God! Like you just freak out. I did that thing where I stood up, and I like calmly thought to myself.
Exactly.
Like I was like, what just happened to me?
Like yeah, like
oh my God.
Like I love like BioShock, the first BioShock, the story had that like holy shit factor, like. What just happened? But like
it was like amazing.
Yeah,
like it was like looking at a giant gold wall. Like you're like, oh my God, this is just great. This is awesome.
But like BioShock Infinite, it was just like I had the same thing. Like I sat back for like 10 minutes and just quietly watched the credits. I was like
you're just contemplating what just happened to you. You're like, okay, so this just happened.
Yeah, it's good.
I walked
and
in.
And I love it when games do that. Last of Us did the same thing for me. It was more like it was a depressing kind of way.
You know what, though? And we talked about this. I'm not a huge fan of the end result.
You're not supposed to be. That's the thing I keep saying. Like, I'm not a fan either. Like, but that's the point. Like, Joel becomes... Spoiler alert again. Joel becomes the bad guy, essentially. He stops saving humanity.
But for a good reason, though.
For a good reason for him, subjectively, for himself. Like, it's only a good reason for him. It's not a good reason for anybody else but him. He became selfish, and he acted on it, and screwed the whole world over, probably.
Well, but he did it to save her.
Exactly.
That's not really, like, selfish, though. That's like the opposite.
It is, though, because he got attached to her because of his daughter.
Yeah, but it shows...
He wanted to have a daughter.
But it also shows the good side of humanity.
Yeah.
Because you wouldn't...
Because, like, it wasn't a guarantee.
You wouldn't
want
to kill a little girl.
Right.
To, you know...
To maybe save
the girl. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, there's no... They never told him, look, if you kill her, everyone will be fine.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to take that risk.
They said they might be able to make a cure. Like, that's...
You know what I'm saying? No genuinely good person in this world is going to go just easily just knock off some little girl.
Right. It's not, yeah.
So, but, I mean, it really shows something like he made a really hard decision for a good reason.
Right. But like, but that ending cutscene always gets me because like, he's, you know, she says like, say that everything that, about the Fireflies, everything that you said about the Fireflies is true. And he just says, I swear. And like, that's like the end of, like, I imagine that's just the end of the discussion. Cause she just says, okay. And like, the way I took that is that she wanted him to acknowledge.
Didn't she say like, don't lie to me or something like that?
Yeah.
Like she said, whatever you tell me, I'll believe or something like that.
She said, swear to me.
Yeah. That's what it was.
And he said, I swear. And she said, okay.
Yeah,
and I took that as, like, I took her response as, like, okay, no matter what happened, he wants me here with him. And so I'll believe him just for the sake of that.
It's just...
That game's good. I can't wait to play through it again on Grounded.
Man.
Ugh.
Yeah, you know, I might have to borrow that.
Twitch.tv/CouchCo.
I need to buy that game. I really need to buy it. I told myself, after I got done playing that game, I told myself, I said, that is a game...
You'll replay once a year?
Easy or hard, regardless of the difficulty, that I need to make Amanda play.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Because...
It's one of those games I think a lot of people should play.
Even if you're not really a gamer, even if you're not really into it, play it for the story.
Man, and
because
like...
Because it's like watching a good movie.
But it's more than... Like, a lot of people say that, but I think that's selling it short. Because then, like, you're saying, like, you're not actively, like... influencing, like,
well, no, yeah, you're a part of it, but it's, I'm just saying,
like the interactivity and like the parts that you're like outside of the cutscenes, the parts that you play like and interact with Ellie,
yeah,
like those are some of the most important parts of the game because you, that's where the connection is made,
yeah,
and so like it makes it that much more.
But
intense.
I mean, like, even if they took that game and they basically like, you know, throw out all of the strategic gameplay that you have to do to make it through the fighting scenes.
Right.
Take all that out. Take all the cutscenes and all of the
interactions and stuff.
Yeah, all the interactions and like
all the high points,
the places that you go to, mm-hmm. and the the not necessarily like the fighting scenes, but the things that you have to do going in the levels. Mm-hmm. Like you have to go here, like, you have to go there.
Like when you're playing whatever. And they're having a dialogue, that type of thing.
Like
too.
While you're actually, yeah, while you're playing. All that stuff. Take all that crap, make a movie out of it.
See, I don't want them to, though.
Well, no, I'm not saying that they should.
Right, right.
But I'm saying, like,
for people who don't
take,
play
take a movie. Take it, make it into a movie. I think that that movie would still be just as good as the game.
Yeah. Well, like, you know, they are talking about making a movie with, like, the game directors from The Last of Us are in talks of making, like, they have a script that's streamlined for a movie that they want to do based on the game. Which I would love to see it, because people, like, I think that's a great story, hands down, for anybody to see.
But
so.
but that's my thing, is just like for people that aren't necessarily into that type of gaming or into gaming at all,
mm-hmm.
I would still say play that game.
Yeah.
Because even
play it on easy.
If you play it on the lowest difficulty possible. Play it on peaceful or whatever. But just play it so that you can get the feels, mm-hmm. you know, like that Oof. Game, the game really just puts it into perspective. Like it makes you, it'll make you into a gamer.
Oh yeah.
Just so that For you sure. can try to fulfill, because after you play it, you're going to want to get something that will make you feel that way again.
Yeah.
Like that into it.
Yeah.
Because by the end of that game, you are that person. Mm-hmm. You're in it. You're a part of it.
Yeah.
You've lived through that struggle. And it's like, and it is a struggle. There is some crap that happens in that game where you're just like, how did I ever come out of this?
Right.
How did I make it?
Like, and that's what it, like, gosh, like, it does so well, like, stacking the odds against you and making you think you have no chance of getting through this, but then you find a way.
Well, after you die a few times.
Yeah, but you get what I'm saying. Like, it's just that, like, I don't know, like, it's just a very well designed and scripted and executed game.
You can really see, though, that they do a really good job at showing, like, humanity
as
a whole. Like, if you took Joel and said, Joel equals humanity, it really just gives it to you. Because that guy goes through so much crap.
Ugh.
He gets put...
In the first 10 minutes of the game.
Yeah, I mean, like, he gets put through, like, some hard stuff. And he still pushes on,
mm-hmm.
and then he goes, and I mean, the dude almost dies.
You find something to
and
keep
he still
fighting
pushes
for,
on. Yeah, exactly.
Like that one lady.
And he makes hard decisions to retain his goodness. Like, yeah, you know,
even if it means making some bad decisions,
humanity's probably gonna suffer for a while.
Yeah,
but you're not gonna kill an innocent,
right?
For that, you know, and that's the thing. That's what we hope that humanity could strive to be.
Yeah. Yes. It's a good game.
God, man. It's such a good game. It just throws me off, like, talking about it. Somebody asked me about that the other day. I don't remember who it was, but it was I remember because it was somebody that doesn't play storyline games. They're, you know, Call of Duty.
Was it Kevin?
No, I think I had that conversation. I think it was somebody from work.
Mm.
But anyways, they were asking me about it, and they said, how, you know, The Last of Us, what's that about? Because I heard it's a good game. I was like,
you don't even know.
I was like, dude, seriously. Like, that game is hands down one of my favorite games of all time. I've only ever played it once.
Right, yeah.
But it's still, like, that is one thing that I will never, like, I will always say top five for mm-hmm. sure.
Like
they're going to, ten years from now, I think maybe in 10 years they may be able to push that out of my top five. You're going to have to pull some shit out of your ass, because that game is just like... Another thing is that it proves that you can make a game that is that, like, impactful.
Oh, yeah,
like
for
it,
sure.
Like it, even in that short of a time. Because Halo was a very impactful game for me,
mm-hmm.
but that's because I grew up with it.
Yeah.
I have learned from it as it evolved. Like, I have grown with that universe.
Right, yeah.
But to take one game and just go
floor you,
boom!
Yeah,
it's like, holy crap!
And like, here was one thing. Like, after I finished the game,
and the fact that they can do that, like,
right.
like now that I know they can do that, I expect that more from games.
Yes. After I finished The Last of Us, I played through it a second time, like almost instantly. And I was like, man, it just like it's still amazing, but it just doesn't feel like that first time that
you
played
it. Yeah, the first time you did it.
And then I was like, I really wish I could just play it again for the first time. And then they released Left Behind, and it was like playing
Yeah, I really need to buy that game. Like, I'll probably get it next paycheck.
Like Left Behind is it'll make you damn cry for sure. Like, it's a really, really good DLC and just a really good story for that universe. Like, it's just insane.
Who's it based on? Who's it based around?
Ellie. It's Ellie. Like, it's all about Ellie. It makes, like, after I played Left Behind, I was like, I really need to go play through the story again, because there's, like, little notes that you miss throughout the story, and then, like, whenever you, after you play Left Behind, you're just like, oh, shit. Like, and, these tiny, like, insignificant moments that have happened in the past, like, have so much more weight to them whenever you play through it again.
Yeah.
It's really good. Like, I would say, here's what you should do when you do get the remastered. Play Left Behind first, because you already know the Last of Us story, all right?
Kind of. I don't remember.
And this it acts as like a pro, like it's a sequel. Like, you're supposed to play it after the campaign, but it takes place beforehand and in the middle, kind of. Like, it's kind of cool. Like, yeah, I would play it first, if not for new people new to the story. But if you've played it before, like you have, I would play Left Behind first, and then go back to the story. It's good, really good.
I need to buy that.
Yes, you do.
I'm just gonna steal yours.
But then we can't play multiplayer together.
That's true. God, I suck at multiplayer.
It's okay.
It's like the one multiplayer game I'm not good at.
Mm.
Like, I'm good at just like,
yeah.
Every multiplayer game I play, I'm...
And it's like the one multiplayer game I'm actually decent at.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, oh, yeah, you blow me out of the water when I play that game. I'm horrible. But I know I'm going to get screwed with those in-app purchases, because...
It happens.
There's some cool ones. I was looking at the hats the other day. I was like, I wish I had this game just so I could get the hat. I don't even need it. I just want it.
You got any other topics?
Drugs.
That's the hardcore drugs.
Don't do drugs. Stay in school.
I guess that about wraps us up then.
Yeah, I guess we're done. Oh, we'll be going for like an hour and a half or something, right?
It's an hour. We're at an hour and 32 minutes right now. It's a good one. We missed.
So an hour and a half.
An hour and 32 minutes. So we missed 2 weeks. So I think this will be good.
I'm ready for a nap.
Yeah, I mean, I got to get up at around 7.
I got to go to church, and then I got to go...
It's 2 o'clock right now. It's 1 o'clock, sorry.
I got to go to church group tomorrow. Are you coming to that?
I don't know, because I'll be up and I got to film some stuff for CBC and whatnot, so... But yeah. I guess we can do the sign-off. All right, so...
You really should stop saying it. You just put it in the freaking description.
No, I'm going to say it. It's
way too much.
I won't go through all the links this time.
Just follow us on everything.
Yeah. Okay, so this has been an episode of the Couch Co-op Podcast.
Episode 15.
This is a new format. We really like this format.
I've been doing the same thing I've always done.
But, like, this is kind of different.
It's new for you.
Yeah.
I always talk about random crap.
It's more open form for me.
I can cuss.
If you like it, let us know. If you don't, let us know. We're just going to kind of go with it and see what happens.
We're going to do what we want.
Exactly. Yeah. You can follow Couch Co-op to know whenever we release new content. You can follow us on Twitter at @couchco_op. You can follow me on Twitter at @Joseph_Ethan. And you can follow Casey on Twitter at @CaseyTab.
I'm pretty sure it's just Casey Tab.
Yeah.
I don't know. We have that problem every time.
Yeah.
It's always the simplest.
You need to remember your freaking Twitter handle.
I don't ever use it. Nobody follows me.
That's okay. And then you can go check out www.couchcoop.net.
Really?
We're trying out a bunch of different types of shows. I just started recording the Yesterdaily show. It's super cheesy show that recaps the day's news, which we might continue doing. We might not. We're just kind of like testing the waters with different types of content.
Yeah, we're playing with stuff. I just want to say that if you're going to follow me on anything, like if you really are interested in what I'm doing, friend me on PlayStation and Xbox, because if you friend me and you get on and you play with me, I talk way more about crap that I do than I do right. on any social media. I never get on Facebook. I never get on Twitter. Like, the only thing I ever really use is Instagram and Vine.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because I don't have to tell people what I'm doing. I can just
watch it.
Take a picture.
Yeah.
And post it. So
I gotcha.
Also, my gamer tag on both of those is itap69. Lowercase I, capital T, lowercase A, lowercase P, 69. Simple. It's for both consoles.
Elegant.
Just send it to me.
And I'm on PSN. Keyboard Elf Ninja, capital K. Everything else is lowercase.
Dirty Joe Picture Show.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
I really wish I could change my PSN name, though. I've been stuck with Keyboard Elf Ninja for like 8 years. Well,
yeah, and it's really long.
Like 6 or 7 years. It is really long.
That's one thing that, like, I mean, I'm adjusted to it, but, like, I know when we first started playing, it was really hard for me to, like, find you on certain things because it's hard when you have to read out a name.
Yeah. Yes. So, yeah, thank you for listening. Hope you've enjoyed the show. We'll be back next week. I'm making a promise now so that we'll do it next week.
I think we've done that before.
No, we haven't. Maybe.
I'm going to continue our new strategy. I'm going to do what I want.
Right, but like we want to give them content every week.
What if I'm drunk?
That really made a loud noise just then.
I didn't even touch the thing. I twisted that.
I know, but like it echoes throughout the whole thing.
See it.
It's like that big. See?
Why
like,
does that pick up louder than my voice?
I don't know, because it's vibrations.
It's fucking weird. Maybe I'll just put my voice up against it.
It's not good.
So is this, louder?
No.
It's not?
It's worse.
Is this louder?
No.
Fuck.
But yeah, thank you for listening. Thank you for listening.
Thanks. I had
a little lisp there.
9 o'clock on a Saturday.
So yeah, this has been the Couch Co-op podcast. We'll see you next week.
Drops the mic, walks away,
and we're out. Oh, that made a loud thud.